stop resistance as our history's real. A song will can shine like gold.
Welcome to the Wayne Bennett Podcast, celebrating West Virginia people, places, and the culture of Southern Appalachia. Now here's your host, Wayne Bennett.
Welcome to Wayne Bennett's podcast. My name is Wayne Bennett. And this is episode 84, and it is in November, a week before Thanksgiving 2022. They're giver and takers in this world, and we have our guest today is always busy guy doing some good and Shady Spring boy, Mr. Harold Lilly. Welcome, glad to have you, bud. And tell us, me and you met about 60 years ago. And I was a couple years older than you, I think I was 12 and you was 10, and we played a little football together. How did you get connected with East Beckley Wildcats?
Well, in Shady Springs, Beaver area, we had no sports, anything like that, so I played my midget football in East Beckley, and played my baseball at Beckley Little League. And my mother was a great athlete, so she took us to play ball, and East Beckley was the place to be because I don't think East Beckley lost a game in 9 years when I was there.
Yeah, I know Frank Rodriguez had coached before you and I started, and then coaches, we had Bill Scruggs was the head coach, James Robinson, Guy Rumberg. Anybody else that we had that helped out?
I can remember Mr. Rumberg real well because I went to school where he is a teacher.
Uh-huh.
He's a pretty tough coach.
How'd you get to practice and stuff? We practiced over at Pinecrest at the old Ballard Stadium. And how did you get that was a pretty good hall.
Well, I used to ride with Danny Wood, and his parents would take us some. And Mr. Rumberg would pick me up sometimes, and Mr. Robinson would give us a ride. And my mother and dad worked a lot, so we just had to ride with groups.
You said your mom was a good athlete. They didn't have a lot of sports for women back in those days. Did your dad ever play any sports?
No, my dad worked 7 days a week. We never saw dad much. He worked on the railroad, CNO Railroad, for 43 years, and we didn't get to see dad much, so... Mom did everything for us. She played girls softball for Beckley Wrecking, played basketball for Beckley Wrecking. She was just a good athlete.
Now, how many were in your family?
There were four of us boys, and Terry was a real good baseball player. Michael tried to play sports, but he didn't get to play much. And Sean, my brother, he was a real good athlete at Shady. They had Shady Little League and all that when he grew up.
When you were growing up, there was no Little League or anything in the Shady Spring area.
There was no sports, just grade school. I played basketball at Beaver Grade School, and that was really good.
Who was your coach at Beaver basketball?
Mr. Oaks, Carl Oaks.
Okay, I remember him. And you were talking about the East Beckley. There was several people that came from the Shady area. I grew up in East Beckley. And back at that time, they didn't allow, up until my final year, they didn't allow blacks to play in midget league. We call it midget league. It's youth football. I guess midget's not politically correct now.
No, that's what we always called it.
And we weren't midgets, but they didn't allow blacks to play, but there was a number of guys. Do you remember some of the guys that came from the Shady area?
Danny Wood, he was a real good lineman. Alan Rich, he played. Butch Lilly played some. And the Robinson boys, J.D., and some of the Robinson boys played. But, yeah, it's kind of funny. I look at my midget football pictures, and it's all white guys.
Yeah, yeah. The last year that I played, they allowed blacks to play, and Chevy Hughes and Napoleon Johnson and Darnell Boyden and some of those guys got to play then, but didn't. It was a pretty tough time for black kids at that time, and Beckley Little League didn't allow them till even later. I can remember Daryl Mann, David Fritz, Clancy Thompson, and of course Guy Rumberg's son, David, and I don't know whether Randy played or not, but it was Mike Adkins was there when I was 11. He was a pretty good ball player. And Sterling Lewis was our quarterback. So I'm assuming that you guys continue to win after I left. Were you undefeated your last 2 years?
Yes, when they started letting the blacks play, we had Sammy Monroe. Nobody could catch Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had some real good teams. I was trying to think of some of the other black kids that played, but they couldn't nobody beat us. I mean, they were really, really good. Now, in your day, Charlie Capillary played. He always had to diet and lose weight to be a running back.
Yeah, Charlie was our fullback, and I think the weight limit was 115 pounds back then. Actually, one of the best athletes in East Beckley was a guy named Tom Coleman, Chu Coleman, and he never could play midget league because he weighed 130 pounds, but he was solid muscle, you know, and he went on, had a great high school career and stuff, but didn't get to play football or anything until he was in the ninth grade. Was Bill Scruggs still your coach in 11 or 12 years old?
Yes, he was still there. And he was talking about the Coleman. Now, his grandson plays at Shady.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a real good basketball player, and he was a quarterback on the football team last year, and he didn't play this year. Names just go by me. I mean, we're good friends. Rhonda Coleman is my wife's best friend, and that's good athlete at Shady's grandmother.
You established some relationships. You know, Mr. Robinson, you mentioned him. When I was in the 12th grade, he gave me a job down to vocational school, and I'd go in and clean a couple rooms in the mornings before I'd go to school and then come back later and clean a couple more. Got about 15 hours a week on some kind of program, but he was really good to me. I did quit the job during track season of my senior year because I wanted to concentrate on that, but Mr. Robinson is still alive, isn't he?
Yes, I think so.
He's got to be in his 90s, I'd say.
And so you mentioned track. We didn't have track at Shady. All we had was basketball and football. Didn't have baseball teams at the high school. And we'd had some good baseball and track teams, but they just didn't have it at Shady yet.
Yeah. Now, did you play Beckley Babe Ruth?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I played for Blue Ridge. And then I coached Beckley Babe Ruth probably for 20 years.
Really?
Yeah, I coached Blue Ridge and coached Harry's. Had Ronnie Fama. And, you know, everybody talks about these athletes in Babe Ruth. Boy, was I on a team. When I was 13, we had Steve Licklider, Gary Dorsey. We was 19-0 when I was 13. Could nobody beat us. Licklider's the best athlete I ever saw.
Well, that's when I was 15. I played with New River Supply with David Cassidy and that bunch. And, Licklider was went to high school with Steve and then went to college. And when he was in college down at Morris Harvey, he was a four-sport letterman. He ran cross country. He played basketball. He played baseball. And he bowled. He was a great professional bowler. That's very rare in college to be a four-sport letterman. I mean, and he still, he keeps telling me he's going to be on my program one of these days when he's in town, but it's hard to catch up with him. But yeah, he was fantastic. Now, when you got into junior high, did you play football or anything in junior high?
Yes. I was the smallest guy probably on the team, but I was faster than everybody else, but boy, was I small.
I was getting ready to say, was Babe Wright your coach? Who was your coach?
Ronald Cantley.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a tough one.
You played basketball too, didn't you?
Yes.
When you got to high school, did you play football in high school?
Yes.
You did? Yeah, I didn't know for sure whether you did or not. What about, and you played basketball?
Yes, basketball was my sport I loved. I really liked basketball.
Who was some of the guys on the basketball team back when you played?
Oh, it's Lonnie Smith, Alan Rich, Donnie Ward, Gary Lively.
Big Gary.
He was about 6'8 when we played. Jim Woods was a real good player. Frankie Noel was a great athlete.
Was Lester Plumlee playing around the time you played?
Lester was a senior when I was a junior.
Okay.
And he was a great basketball player. I mean, you had big guys at Woodrow Wilson. We played Woodrow home and away, and Henry Dickerson, some of these guys, they couldn't nobody guard Lester Plumlee. He's about 6'1", 6'2 at the most, and he was unbelievable.
Yeah, he was he's a cousin. He's my first cousin, and it's kind of funny. You wouldn't have thought he was a farm boy, you know, and Ray Wiseman played around there, too.
Ray was great. What I always remember about Lester Plumlee, we always practiced during Thanksgiving, but he didn't. Lester was going deer hunting.
Yeah. He's got a nice place out in Abraham now. I know that.
But, we was talking about Babe Ruth baseball. When I was 13, you talking about a scary moment when you had to face Chubby Hughes. Boy, and you know, if you want to see probably one of the best pitchers ever in Beckley, you can go out to the city dump here in Stanford, and Chubby works at the dump area.
Yeah, Chubby's been on our program, and he and I grew up together. Actually, we're talking about Major League Football. I grew up in a single-family home, and my mom never drove a car. And when I signed up for Little League and youth football, I'd just walk up town. She'd give me a note and my birth certificate. I'd go up there and sign up and stuff. And Chubby's dad would, on Tuesday nights when we played football, he would come by and pick me up all the time. Have three or four ball players in the car. And I didn't mind going up there before the game, but coming home late at night was kind of tough. Walking from Van Meter over to the bypass, you know, and you're 11 years old, even back then, sometimes it'd be a little bit scary, but parents now won't even let them go play in the yard. It's kind of tough there. But who was your basketball coach in high school?
Willie Joe Chandler. And when I played JV, it was H.B. Thomas was a JV basketball coach.
Uh-huh.
And he was just a great man. He was really good to the kids and the ball players. He was a good man.
Now, who was the big rival in the AA region back then? Who was the one that was going to the States all the time?
Oh, Stoko was number one. Stoko and Shady hated each other. Hinton was a big rival. But Stoko, my sophomore, junior, and senior year, they was rated number one about every year in basketball and football. And my 3 years of high school, they never beat Shady one time.
Wow.
They had Paul Christian, Mike Cassidy. Frankie Noel and Eddie Bonds just wore them out. They never beat us for 3 years. And then we beat them for the Raleigh County Championship in basketball in 1971. Stoko and Sophia both had beat us by 30 points home and away, and then we beat them in the county tournament.
Well, that bunch at Stoko, you mentioned Mike Cassidy in football, John McComas played on that team too, and I remember McComas went on down to West Virginia State, I think, played down there. And since it's close to Thanksgiving, I see Mike Cassidy a lot. He comes in and runs in the Thanksgiving Day run up in Beckley. He still keeps in pretty good shape, rides bicycles and runs, and we do a little short talk. I know who he was, and he knew who I was, and if you had to pick somebody, who would you say probably the best, other than Kenny Ward, who would you say the best basketball player came out of Shady Spring High School?
Oh, that's a no doubter. It's Bruce Martin.
Bruce Martin, I would agree. He was one of the best athletes. That guy could high jump like crazy.
Well, he was a great football player, but where he wanted to play college basketball, he quit playing football. People don't realize what a good football player Bruce Martin was.
Yeah, yeah.
Really fast, and I keep up with Bruce some. He was at my house a lot. My mother cooked for every kid in Beaver. My mother was, if you walked in my mother's house, she was cooking for you.
What's he doing now, Bruce, you know?
He was coaching in Florida, but I'm not sure. We keep up with him a little bit, but I've not talked to him lately. But he was coaching in Florida.
One of the best basketball games I ever seen, as far as tense, was when Bruce was in the ninth grade. They were playing Park, championship of the county tournament up at Beckley Junior High. Place, you couldn't get anybody else in there. People standing around, and all the seats were full, and Bobby Bolin was coaching Park, and it was coming down to the end, and Bruce was lighting them up from the corner, and Shady won that year, and Bobby had a heck of a team. but it was good. It was tough. Good basketball.
Bobby had a real good team. Had Chris Daniels. I mean, they were supposed to beat Shady by 20. Nobody can guard Bruce Martin.
Yeah. And I was fortunate enough to coach Chris and them in football. We had some pretty good football teams back then at that time. Now, so after you got out of high school, let's stay in the sports a little bit. If you got out of high school, of course you went to work and stuff, but you played a lot of industrial basketball too, didn't you?
Yeah, we played church leagues, and then I'd play in the summer leagues at Woodrow. And when the three-point line come in, where I was so small, that made a big difference on me, the three-point line, because that's where I shot from, and it made a big difference. I played with Mo Ball and Jack Fleener, and then our Memorial Baptist team was really good. Our big rival was Maxwell Hill, Lauren Walls and the Spicers. And
did you ever play with the Spicers and them?
Yes, I played Westmoreland Coal Company. When I worked for Westmoreland, we had one year we was 37-1. A team from Oceana beat us, but boy, did we have a team. We had Joe Goddard, both the Spicers.
Greg Daniels,
Kenny Fox. Boy, we had a team.
Roger Wood played on that team.
Yes, Roger Wood was as good as anybody. He was unstoppable, Roger Wood was.
Yeah. And then people don't realize today how big the open basketball was back then. They used to have open tournaments. I mean, you never knew who was going to show up and be on somebody's team. I used to go to some – they used to have a big tournament over at Sophia. Everybody had an open tournament. And I remember watching Tom Chaney. He used to play down at Tech. And my gosh, I don't think they had a three then. Or maybe they had it right around that time. But Tom Chaney could shoot the eyes out of a basket.
I played with his some. He was a good shooter. We played Beckley College at a tournament over in Sophia. And Jig Shiflett was refereeing. And Carlos Garten was coaching Beckley College. Well, they come out in their warm-ups. And, boy, it's just going to beat us to death. But we had them by 30 at halftime. And they couldn't guard us from outside. We just wore them out shooting. And then fouled Roger Wood pretty hard. Mistake. He scored 50 on them.
Who would you say the best basketball player that you ever played with was?
It'd have to be Roger Wood.
Yeah.
He was just, Roger did it all. He was the best I ever played with.
Now, he's another one. He was at Morris Harvey when I was down there. It's kind of funny. He had a Beckley connection. Roger was a year ahead of me, and he had a good basketball career at Morris Harvey. And then Henry Dickerson was coming along there a year behind, and Henry had an outstanding basketball career at Morris Harvey, and so they liked the Beckley people. That's, you know, that's for sure. And it was Licklider and those guys in there. What about the softball? How did you get involved with the softball?
I was Jack Fleener called me one day, and he said, Harold, we need an outfielder. You want to play softball? And I said, sure. So I went over to the Dust Bowl to play, and I had cut off jeans then. That's what everybody wore. Umpires wouldn't let me play. I had to find some softball shorts, because back then you had to wear uniform shorts. And then I fell in love with it, and I played in every tournament in Beckley, Parkersburg. It didn't matter where there's a softball game, I played in it.
Bobby Sager and I were talking a while back, and I said, one time I played in the Oak Hill League, the Beckley League, and then with the Angelo boys, we played every weekend, and I don't know how I kept from getting a divorce. And Bobby said, well, that cost him one.
Cost me one, too.
But I think one year we played just the Superior Furniture. I think we played 160-some ball games. And but my wife kind of figured it out. She made me take my boy with me whenever I went out of town. And so I was kind of babysitting and playing ball too. But now you played with Maxwell Hill too, didn't you, in the church league?
Played against them.
Against them?
Yeah, I played with Memorial Baptist.
Okay.
Basketball and softball. And played for Hilltop Baptist some with Bo Justice and all them. But yeah, you was talking about the Oak Hill Furniture team and stuff. Had a guy on there they called Dog. He was really good. But they were some good softball players. Old Sammy Hall was a good, really good hitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sammy was a good hitter.
Well, when I wasn't playing, I was watching it. And then I ran the league up here the last couple of years that we were in Beckley, and then ran it one year when we went to Fitzpatrick. And then Jeff Graham took over when I got out. But it was nothing. I mean, I could call people one night and throw out a 16-team tournament. You know, I mean, everybody wanted to play and looking for something. We played at Helen. We played at Leyland. We played at Beards Fork. Anybody that had a flat piece of ground. And guys, an umpire, I used to have a little old 16 tournament over at Casino Stadium over at Beckley Manufacturing. And I just have 16 so I could run it off in one day. And I'd have people begging to get in there. Of course, I had a short fence, too, you know, and they wanting to play there. But when did you actually quit playing in the leagues? We're not talking senior stuff, but when did you ever quit?
No, I'm still playing.
You're still playing?
The only player older than me in Fitzpatrick is Dale Burchfield. He's 72, and I'll be 70 in April.
I'll be darned.
It's still a lot of fun. Now, I've spot played off and on, and I play for Bo Justice and him some, but I still play, and none of the younger guys want to pitch, so I still pitch, and you got to watch yourself.
Yeah. Do they have the amount of teams they used to have?
No, I can remember we used to have 40 teams in the leagues down there. Now you're lucky to get 6 or 8 at the most.
Really?
You can't get umpires.
Wow.
And when you do get them, it's usually younger boys. They don't have a clue on the strike zone, the rules. Youth movement in softball is really, really different.
Yeah. Well, when I first started playing, everything was ASA, Associate, you know, and then the U-Tripwest came in, and I actually was Southern West Virginia commissioner. And the year that I ran Fitzpatrick, we had 36 open teams, 16 church teams, 8 women's teams, and 8 teams that played just on Sunday nights, industrial teams. And, I mean, and we could have had more. I mean, I couldn't take any more. We played 7 days a week, plus you throw some tournaments in there. And then Jeff, when he took it, I mean, they had the Class D state tournaments. I mean, you know, 60-some teams come in and play on a weekend. They played everywhere. And, you know, Jeff, he did a great job promoting. And it was, like I said, it was pretty easy. Softball, I went down there a few years ago to watch a couple games, and I didn't know anybody, and it wasn't there. It seemed like a lot more relaxed than what it is now, but I think one of the funniest stories, I don't know whether you ever played in Clay County or not, but they had a tournament up there and they had 3 fields. One of them was at Lismore, one of them was in Clay, and then one of them was out in the woods. And you actually had to cross a creek to get there. I mean, go through the creek. And we were sitting around. I was playing with just a bunch of guys. It wasn't Superior Furniture. And we were next up to play, and so he comes over and he was getting ready to go out on the field. Everybody put their hands in there and let's get, you know, going to holler. Well, he had caught a garter snake and put it in his glove and stuck his glove there, and everybody stuck their hand in there and he turned that thing over. And you talk about getting out of there, but he thought that was the funniest thing in the world. But had some good times. And Clay County was, when I played for Superior, they were always good to us up there. I mean, we kind of enjoyed going up there. What was your favorite place to play that if you had to pick one?
Now in the senior ball, Florida's awful nice. Myrtle Beach is just unbelievable. They got 10 AstroTurf fields. But I still really like Fitzpatrick because I'll see a few people. Well, some of those boys was playing with me when they were 16, 17 years old. Bo and Doug Justice and all them guys, they was on my first team when we had Shrewsbury Insurance. This senior softball is different. It's so enjoyable.
Now, Jim Sears was here a few weeks ago, and he was talking about that with Bo and them, they won the Richmond tournament one time. Man, that's a big deal.
We've won it, senior ball, we've won it four times in a row.
Wow.
It's a big 600 teams.
Wow.
And then we won a big tournament last year in September in Las Vegas. We won that tournament. We won some really big tournaments. My senior team's really good.
Now, how did you get hooked up with those guys?
I had quit playing softball for a while, and I loved just going to the tournaments and watching. And I called my friend Butch Lilly, and I said, Butch was playing 50 and over in Charleston, and he was on Peel and Peel's softball team out of Martinsburg. I called Butch. I said, I'm wanting to go watch a tournament, me and Susan. When do y'all play again? He said, we play in Roanoke and Salem this weekend. He said, I'll get you a room with our team, you know, so you can be around us. And I said, that'd be great. Well, he called me back an hour later. He said, Coach wants to know if you want to play. And I said, yeah, I'd like to try it again. I'm ready to play. Well, I went down and had a great tournament, just mostly luck, because people don't hit the right field much like I do. So, and Coach came over to me and said, could you start playing with us regular? I said, yes, I'd love to. So I've been playing Peel and Peel about 15 years.
They're originally out of like Martinsburg or something.
Right. Yeah. Our coach is out of Martinsburg.
Yeah.
But in senior softball, if your state touches, you can play on that team. So we got guys from Maryland, Kentucky, Ohio, West Virginia. There are three or four of us from West Virginia, a couple guys from Charleston. But we've won several world tournaments, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm sure some of those tournaments, you don't have a lot of teams because there's not that many people 70 and over playing.
The 70s, not as much. Now, from 35 and over up to 65, you got a lot of teams. And 70s, like in Florida, you'll have 50 and 60 teams in 70s.
Wow.
But now when we go to Roanoke and North Carolina, some of the other places, you'll have 8 to 10 teams in the 70s.
Yeah. Listen, We're not done talking. I want to get you back if you'll come back. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, I love this. I love it. It brings back a lot of memories.
All right. Anybody else that wants to be on the show, just contact me at awbennett50@gmail.com and be glad to have you. And remember, if you're not dead yet, you're not done yet. Till next time, this is Wayne Bennett, and God bless you.